Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup. Okay.
KUTX.
This is My KUTX, the show where musicians get to DJ. I'm Art Levy, and this week we turn the keys over to Austin's Abram Shook. His new album, Landscape Dream, comes out next month, and it's a great listen. It mixes psychedelic rock with African and Brazilian rhythms. Abram Shook is also the KUTX Artist of the Month, and you can learn about all the features at kutx.org. And while you're there, you can also see his playlist for the next hour and listen to all the past episodes of My KUTX.
Hello, my name is Abram Shook, playing a little guest DJ here on KUTX. A few of my favorite songs that inspired my new record, Landscape Dream, which comes out next month on May 12th. Start with a tune by Shuggie Otis, Inspiration Information, just a little reminder of my home state of sunny California.
Yeah.
Man, Shuggy Otis. That is just too funky. My name's Abram Shook. They're letting me do a little guest DJ here on KUTX. And I'm going to move into something from Joni Mitchell, which is admittedly not somebody that's always resonated with me. But this album, Court and Spark, is just amazing, inspirational songwriting. And I'm going to play the track Help Me.
You're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet talking ladies man, and you love your loving. Not like you love your
That was Joni Mitchell. Always love the way she kind of emulates horn lines with her vocal phrasing there. My name is Abram Shook, playing guest DJ on KUTX. Gonna move into another artist, Rokia Chorare, hope I got that right, from Mali. Just an example of some contemporary African music that I really like. The drummer in my band, Chris Hausler, studied in Africa last year, studied drumming, and he's been hipping me to a lot of really great music that has inspired sort of the rhythmic element of some of my work. And this is Lala.
Nam follow mana gele yaima. Nam follow mana gele yaima. Kia nyenyini samfe. Kanyenyini dubuma. Kanyini sani dubuche namanoya. Ala file.
Ulala.
Johnny mbeko kola.
Ulala.
Johnny mbeko kola. Joma aladon.
Ooh.
Kanumana ke kamandila Kanumba yanteri Nikera mafe katife Nianyanyini sampe Kanyanyini duguma Kanyini sani duguche Namano ya alafile
Ulala
Jonimbe kokola
Ulala
Jonimbe kokola Joma aladon Mana ke dia la jamaye fie goya manin kelenye idu mana ke goya jamaye fie dia manin kelenye
la la
jonimbe kokola
o la la
jonimbe kokola joma aladon ne miri monde be jonimfe a dunya su Ti giugne e ande baro suoi.
Oh la la,
Johnny be coccola.
Oh la la,
Johnny be coccola.
Oh la la,
oh la la,
Johnny
be coccola.
Such a beautiful voice. That's Rokia Traore when her song La La. I'm Abram Shook, playing some inspirational music that helped me work on my new record Landscape Dream. If you miss any of the show, you can check out the playlist at kutx.org. I'm going to move into an artist that is, well, it's hard to describe this guy. I don't know. He tends to bring a lot of elements of world music into his writing as well, which is something that I strive for. One of my favorite songs on his record is How Will I? It's an example of just how a song can start one direction and just end in a completely new sound. Here we go with Sandro Perry.
Like a buzzing fly, flew far away from understanding. Once again, I have been thrown, and I long to. Half as much. cause I can barely stand to tower alone over this infinity.
Closer to the flame.
All right, Sandro Perry from Toronto, I believe, with his song, How Will I? My name's Abram Shook, just playing a few tunes for you here on KUTX. I'm going to do a couple in a row that are some Brazilian inspirations. Always been a huge fan of Brazilian music. I just love, you know, something about how complicated the chord changes and arrangements can be, but yet they do these sort of melodies that make everything so simple. And, you know, in juxtaposition with some of the African music that I like, which is very simple, can be made of one or two chords for a whole song, but they make it sound complex or interesting. So those are two of my big influences in writing. And this next record, Clube da Esquina, is probably up there with my top all-time favorite records. It's a touchstone for me. It's about 22 tracks of everything you could ever want in a record. There's pop, rock, funk, but it's all filtered through this 70s Brazilian lens, this production style that I'm in love with. I'm going to play a little bit of a slower vocal one called Ao Que Vai Nascer. This is Clube da Esquina, Milton Nascimento.
Memória de tanta espera, teu corpo crescendo, salta do chão, e eu já vejo meu corpo descer. Um dia te encontro no meio da sala. Respostas virão do tempo, um rosto claro e sereno me diz, e eu caminho com pedras na mão, na franja dos dias, esqueço que é velho, que é manco, e a cor. Corro a te encontrar. O espelho feria meu olho, e na beira da tarde uma moça me vê. Queria falar de uma terra com praias no norte e vinhos no sul. A praia era suja e o vinho vermelho, vermelho secou. Acabou a festa, guarda a voz e o violão. Ou saio por aí, raspando as cores para o mofo aparecer.
That was Clube da Esquina. I really love how that song ends up. Just kind of goes in a completely different direction. If you hear a little crackle and pop in that song and the next one, that's we had to pull these from vinyl. They're a little tough to find online, but I recommend doing some digging. See if you can get these artists. I'm Abram Shook, just doing some guest DJ spot here on KUTX. I'll be playing a show next month on the 15th May with my friends The Deer at the Mohawk, if you want to check out some of my music live. And I'm just doing a few songs that sort of inspired my new record, Landscape Dream. The next artist, another Brazilian, Chico Buarque, with Gisalento. You know, this is an example of an artist that took a lot of the strife that was happening in the 70s politically in Brazil with the military. And, you know, he sort of wrote these lyrics that he had to subvert in a certain way and sort of, you know, color so that the censors wouldn't really know what he was talking about. But they're pretty intense political statements. And this album has it all over the place. It's called Construção. It's definitely one of my favorites. I chose one that just showcased his vocal style a little bit because he's probably my favorite Brazilian vocalist, Chico Buarque.
Arrependimento que o meu desalento já não tem mais fim. Vai e diz assim como sou infeliz no meu descaminho. Sozinho, sem saber de mim. Diz que eu estive por pouco. Diz a ela que eu estou louco pra perdoar. Que seja lá como for, por amor. Por favor, é pra ela voltar. Sim, vai e diz assim que eu voltei, que eu bebi, que eu caí, que eu não sei. Eu só sei que cansei, enfim. Os meus desencontros corre, diz a ela que eu entrego os pontos.
Right, that's Chico Buarque with Gisalento from his album Construção. I'm Abram Shook on KUTX, doing a guest DJ spot, playing a few favorites. Most people who know me would know that a list of mine probably wouldn't be complete without this next artist. David Bowie is a pretty big inspiration, but I think what I've always been drawn to about David Bowie is just his ability to try all different styles of music. It seems like with him, like nothing is off the table, you know, from record to record or within a single record. But this is one of my favorites, Sound and Vision from David Bowie.
We'll be right back.
David Bowie, Sound and Vision. Man, there's some really strange production things going on in that rhythmically. I'm going to move into another pop icon, Paul Simon, who, you know, I think is one of the first people, well, maybe just to my knowledge, that sort of brought African music to the American pop mainstream with his album Graceland. You can get the vibe and the guitar from what he's doing, and it's always been one of my favorites. I'm Abram Shook with KUTX guest DJ. This is Paul Simon with Gumboots.
I was having this discussion in a taxi heading downtown, rearranging my position on this friend of mine who had a little bit of a breakdown. I said, hey, you know, breakdowns, common breakdowns go, so what are you gonna do about it? That's what I'd like to know. You don't feel you could love me, but I feel you could. It was in the early morning hours when I fell into a phone call, believing I had supernatural powers, I slammed into a brick wall. I said, hey, is this my problem? Is this my fault? If that's the way it's gonna be, I wanna call the whole thing to a halt. You don't feel you could love me, but I feel you could.
You don't feel you could love me, but I feel you.
You don't feel you could love me, but I feel you. I heard this voice say, say, ain't we walking down the same street together on the very same day? I said, hey, senorita, that's astute. I said, why don't we get together and call ourselves an institute? You don't feel you could love me, but I feel you could.
You don't feel you could love me, but I feel you.
You don't feel you could love me, but I feel you.
What a sunny little tune that is. Gumboots from Paul Simon. I love those backing vocals. That's a timeless record for me. I can listen to that for forever. Maybe this next artist is familiar nowadays, but, you know, just to pull a little street cred, I've been into him since the beginning. This is Dirty Projectors. I chose a song that, you know, I might not normally pick as my favorite, but this is actually the very first song I heard from them back when I first moved to Austin in 2005. I just had to know what this sound was. It's the weirdest, coolest thing I've ever heard. So then I tracked down the label, and they had put out several things on Western Vinyl. And I've been following the label ever since. I mean, it's a really good way to find new music, by the way. 10 years later, you know, they put out my first record and they're going to be putting out my new record, Landscape Dream. So it's just I've always respected that label for curating some pretty eclectic artists and sticking true to their nature. So I chose Dirty Projectors, the very first song I ever heard from them. It's called Imagine It on KUTX. Dirty Projectors, Imagine It. Such an original sound. You know, those last two artists, Paul Simon, Dirty Projectors, you can hear kind of African influences in both, but like two completely different takes. Pretty interesting. My name's Abram Shook, guest DJ on KUTX today. If you miss any of the show, you can head to kutx.org to see the playlist. And nearing the end, I got a few more for you. I'm going to do a Nick Drake song next. Just one of my favorite. I try to touch on a little bit of every kind of style that I like. You know, some funk, some world music. And this would be some of my favorite folk music. Just hauntingly beautiful melodies. And what an original songwriter. This is his song, Nick Drake's Time Has Told Me.
You're a rare, rare find. trouble cure for a troubled mind. Time has told me not to ask for more, for someday our ocean so I leave the ways that are making me be what I really don't want to be. Leave the ways that are making me love what I really don't want to love. Time has told me a soul with no footprint, a rose with no thorn. Your tears, they tell me there's really no can say. Time will tell you to stay by my side, to keep on trying till there's no more. So leave the ways that are making you be what you really don't want to be. Leave the ways that are making you love what you really don't want to love. Time has told me troubled cure for a troubled mind. And time has told me not to ask for more, for someday our ocean
That's Nick Drake, Time Has Told Me. I'm Abram Shook, KUTX guest DJ for the day, or for the hour, I should say. Next up, so my original entry to music when I was a kid was through the saxophone. I studied some jazz in high school and college, and, you know, I don't play it much these days, but I didn't feel like my list would be complete without some jazz. I still listen to it all the time. This is probably one of my favorite artists, Ornette Coleman. And I think he's got this quote somewhere, which I'll probably butcher, but it's something about, like, if you put a standard set of chord arrangements in front of me, I'm going to give you a standard response. And I've always thought about that in my own songwriting and tried to dig a little deeper, not for the sake of showing off, but I think when you explore these different chordal arrangements, it brings out melodies. And if you filter that through a pop lens, you can still make all that stuff catchy. I mean, you know, Hall & Oates is a perfect example of that. I mean, they're playing, like, extremely poppy, sing-alongable stuff, but you'd never know that some of their changes and are really intense, you know, at looking at it from a musical standpoint. So anyway, this song is called Lonely Woman by Ornette Coleman, and the melody sounds like a lonely woman. I mean, the song is what it sounds, you know. So it's one of my favorites. I'm Abram Shook on KUTX. This is Ornette Coleman with Lonely Woman.
Thank you.
Ornette Coleman with Lonely Woman. All right, I've come to the end of my guest spot here on KUTX. Super happy to have been here. A lot of fun doing it. Good times putting this list together, though a little bit tricky. My name is Abram Shook. You can see me live at the Mohawk on the 15th of May with my friends The Deer. What else can I tell you? All the usual online Twitter and Facebook things if you'd like to hear more music. I have a new record called Landscape Dream coming out on the 12th. One last artist I wanted to play a little, something a little more rockin'. Dunyan is the next artist. I was telling Art earlier that I stumbled on this band in the same around the same time when I moved to Austin. But they happened to get booked on the same South By show as an earlier band that I was in at a place called The Compound on the East Side. And, you know, I was excited to see them. We opened for them, and there's probably like 50 people there. And then they came on and just blew me away. I mean, their musicianship is through the roof. And I've been hooked ever since. I've seen them play live so many times. But this is one of my favorites. It's called, well, I'll probably butcher this, but it's Et Scal At Trivas from Dunyan.
Austin's Abram Shook has been the guest DJ this week on MyKUTX. If you missed any of the episode, you can see the playlist and listen again in the features section of KUTX.org. Abram Shook's new album Landscape Dream comes out next month. This is KUTX 98.9.